That's actually how it happened. I was just after coming back from London, and I was only home on a holiday at the time, and Kevin Kent actually was coming into our pub at the time, and he said he was working as a DJ on this radio station, and I said, oh God, I think I'll go over and have a look at this place. So when I went over, Gavin Duffy was manager at the time, and I wanted to do a traditional Irish music programme because I was very much into folk music and traditional music.
Yeah, we used to call it Bula Bula music on.
Yeah, well, I call it traditional folk music. And I went over anyway. And after I did the programme, Gavin said to me, look, we're looking for another newsreader. At the time, David Brown was working there in the news as well. So I said I had no interest in news, didn't know anything about it, but I was game for a bit of adventure anyway. So I said, I'd try it out. So that's how I started reading the news.
And you've been with us ever since, aren't you? 10 years.
Yes, well, I've done a lot of things in the radio station since I started off.
Oh, yes. You've done programmes and...
Yes, I started doing a show. I used to do an evening programme, and then I got involved in writing news and reading news, and that's how it has been.
So, thank you very much indeed, Anya, and we wish you all the best for the future.
Well, I'd just like to say on this point that all of the people I've worked on in the newsroom, or, say, the Boyneside Radio News team over the years, we've had quite a number of people have passed through the newsroom and have gone to better things. As Shane was saying earlier on, he's working with the BBC. We had Paul Lennon, who's now working with the Meath Weekender, and Willie Dillon, and a lot of people like that. And as Jerry was saying, he started off there as well. So they've all been great news people. I have to say that about them, and it was great working with them. And thanks a lot to all our supporters out there, the loyal supporters whom we had from the start, because in the beginning, when we used to ring up looking for news, people would say, oh, they're irresponsible. What do they know about news?
Yep.
And it took quite a while to get a sort of a rapport with the audience.
Yeah, to gain the respect of them.
Yes, exactly. So for that, I appreciate all those people out there who were loyal supporters, and I mean loyal supporters, to the news. And thanks very much.
And thank you, Anya. That's Anya Ní Gaoire. Thank you very much indeed, Anya. Anya's with us almost as long as myself. Now, Sean Nealon, sit around there. Sean, would you like to say hello and whatnot?
Hello, Eddie. Can you hear me, yes?
Oh, we can hear you loud
and clear.
I can't
hear you, actually.
Oh, don't worry about that.
It's nice to be here on the final day.
Yeah. You joined Ross around 81 or something, Sean, when...
The 9th of August, 1981.
Yeah.
It was on a Friday evening at 7 o'clock.
Right.
I reckon can recall very...
Hi, Eddie.
Sorry, I'm floating away here. Never mind, I had to vocalise or to oil the vocal cords, I should say. But what are you going to ask me anyway?
Oh, just did you enjoy working here, Sean?
I can't hear you.
Well, I'm not going to ask you any...
I can't hear. Did you hear the corks popping?
I did, yes.
I thought it was you opening 7-Up again.
No, I'm on the 7-Up, Sean, you have enjoyed it, haven't you?
Pardon?
You have enjoyed working here.
Certainly. The sociability was wonderful.
Yeah.
The social evenings we had out. Incidentally, there's one taking place that will be revealed by you later on, later today. Where were we?
We're in the Boyneside studio saying goodbye to all the listeners. Thank you, Sean.
We'll have jokes later on as well, by the
way. You're not stuck for words, are you? Listen, thank you very much indeed, Sean. I just want to say one last little thing.
Yeah, okay. I have it kind of scripted, Eddie. I want to say a sincere thanks to all the listeners and contributors to Country Time over the past 5.5 years. That's the when I've been in that particular slot between 6 and 8 on a Saturday and Sunday. To the artists and the record companies for their cooperation.
Especially Harmac, they were very good to us.
Indeed, yeah. And... on a personal basis, to my old wife, family, parents, my in-laws, you see, I have to get this last request
right, okay,
in today.
Yeah.
Friends, relations, not forgetting in particular the management, Ebon, and all the management of Boyneside for giving me the opportunity to learn how to broadcast. I'm still learning, by the way, but to all the colleagues here on the station. Wonderful crack we've had over the past, I've had for the past 7 years. And I'd like to just take this opportunity of wishing them all a very happy and prosperous and peaceful new year.
Good man, Sean.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Little round of applause there for
Shorter
Sean.
Shorter than usual, I think.
Sean, you were early anyway today.
Thanks, Ed.
You were early today.
I had to go away for a while, actually. Yeah. You may have noticed.
We have Tony Davis out there somewhere who wants to say hello to his mum. Has he? Tony always sees to say hello, mum. Just say
hello.
He
can't forget them all in Ball's Group as well.
Yeah, she can hear you.
That's grand, Mum. Well, it's all part of Ebon McDonald stopped me from saying hello to you.
Yeah.
Because all the other mums was getting jealous.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say thank you to everybody for great times that we had here. And mind you, we had some rough, but battled through, and we always had good fun here, and I hope everybody in Drogheda and the surrounding areas, especially in Northern Ireland, that they enjoyed the programmes that I put out.
Indeed.
Thank you, Eddie.
Indeed.
I want to pay a special tribute to Tony as well for his Christmas Eve programmes, because if it wasn't for Tony, Santa Claus would never find Drogheda.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Yvonne Lenehan, one of our female DJs. Yvonne, would you like to say hello and goodbye as such?
I'd just like to say hello and goodbye and thank Yvonne and Eddie for all their help on Boyneside. I've enjoyed my time here, had a great time, and thanks to all the listeners for listening.
Good.
That's all I want to say.
Thank you very much.
Bye
short,
bye.
Short and sweet. Mind that glass doesn't fall. Short and sweet. And Colin Patrick, would you like to step in front of the microphone and just say hello and goodbye and all the rest? Colin, you've been doing the show before the green scene and all that.
Oh. Well, Eddie, it's unusual for you to be introducing me. It's normally the other way around.
Indeed, yes, indeed. But you've enjoyed it. You've been with us for about a year or so.
Just about a year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you have
been enjoyable. Yeah. Very enjoyable.
Right. And we wish you all the best, Colin.
Yeah, and same to yourself.
Thank you. And all the best.
Yeah. And all the rest.
Yeah. We've a young guy here, Tommy Byrne, is that right? Young Tommy Byrne, yes. From Boyneside Navan.
Well, I've been here about 9 months. I started back in April. And I'd just like to say thanks to everybody, especially Yvonne, for giving me the opportunity of the Sunday between 3 and 6 every Sunday. And I really enjoyed it, and thanks a million.
Yeah. And I must say, people like Mark and like Tommy, these young lads coming along, they have a great, great future. I must say, some of these young guys coming along are very, very good indeed. I really mean it. Now, even Michael Jordan, a great, great future in broadcasting, and these will be the voices possibly you'll be hearing in the future, you know, when lads like me go into retirement or whichever. Anybody else now? Have we left anybody out in next door? We'll play a bit of music. Okay, we'll play this little bit of music, one of my favourites. This is called Don't Dream It's Over. 14 minutes to 3, 14 minutes to go on Boyneside Radio, and we take our very, very last ad break.
On the night, the 2nd of January, is a night not to be missed. At the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda, it's the fabulous Tony Allen in concert. Don't forget, Tony Allen from Foster and Allen. It's on Monday, the 2nd of January. Doors open at 8 p.m. Come early and avoid disappointment at Beverly's Nightclub, the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda. It's Tony Allen.
Sale starts Tuesday, January the 3rd at 10 a.m. at Furs of Ireland Abbey Shopping Centre. Huge reductions on leathers, sheepskins and furs. All other stock reduced.
Are you going to the party that lasts from 1 year to the next this New Year's Eve at the Cunningham Arms Hotel Slane? Tickets $18.75 and a limited number are available. Phone the Cunningham Arms Hotel now on 041-241-55.
Ring in the new year in the Viaduct Arms Shop Street, Drogheda. It's party night on New Year's Eve. Music by Timbuktu, admission £5, including supper. Sunday night, New Year's night, the fabulous Ricky and Phil. Celebrate New Year's weekend in the Viaduct Arms Shop Street, Drogheda.
Cassidy's great sale is now on, with massive reductions on Cassidy's vast array of stylish fashions, knitwear, and underwear. For all the latest designs for ladies, teens, children's, and menswear, all at incredibly low prices. It's got to be Cassidy's sale, now on.
More style and more price.
A load of rubbish.
Get rid of it then.
How?
Call Doyle's North Road, Drogheda on 041-38785.
Why?
Well, they've mini and mammoth skips for hire at very reasonable prices.
Who has?
Doyle's North Road, Drogheda at 041-38785.
We have to rent at Donaghy's Mill, Drogheda. Factory units, storage space, or even radio studios. Our rent is as low as £25 per week with no extras. So, whatever size of unit you're looking for, why not call to Donaghy's Mill, Trinity Street, Drogheda, or phone 041 36242. That's 041 36242.
McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda, new films. Baby Boom, Suspect starring Cher, Monster Squad, Batteries Not Included, Steven Spielberg, A Month in the Country, Midnight Crossing, Amazing Story, Volume 7, A Christmas Carol, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Hairspray, Freeway, Warbirds, Making Mr. Right, Crime Story Part 6, Love and War, Hollow Point, Friday's Course, Bellman and True, Morris, and new music videos, George Michael, Faith, Ross, Push Tour, and In Excess, Kick the Video Flick, all for you at McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda.
Hello, Carl Cronin here, to let you Green Scene listeners know my great January sale starts Thursday next, the 5th of January at 9:30 a.m. As usual, we've lots of ends of quality carpets and lino, all less 50%. In the bedding department, you can have quality beds, bedroom units, headboards, odd mattresses and bases, some up to 25% off. So whatever your choice, you're guaranteed a huge discount on all stocks. Don't forget, the number one carpet and bedding sale starts Thursday next at Carl Cronin Carpet and Bedding Centre, Stockwell Street, Drogheda, and Suffolk Street, Kells. Phone 041 33313. Bye-bye now from Carl Cronin.
The man himself is here. Let's just roll in an old jingle.
Boyneside Radio.
Step into the day and you will hear the things to come your way. The skies are blue, the grey clouds all have gone. This is the way. The sound waves spend your day. Never mind your worries, you'll forget them in a hurry. Let us show you how.
This is Boyneside Radio, 225 meters, medium wave.
Isn't it a pity if the rain's falling on the city, such a lane will be so far away?
That was one of my favourite jingles, The Sound Way to Spend Your Day. We're going to go back out to the round table right now. We're joined by Ian Scott and Derek Flood. Hello, lads.
Hi.
Derek first. How are you, sir?
Eddie, long time no hear.
Indeed. You have been
You're
working...
looking well, as always.
You've been working in Radio West for a while.
Indeed.
You were with us for a while. Just tell us when you
very
started.
Briefly, actually, yeah, very briefly, actually. I heard, actually, Robbie Byrne, an old working colleague of mine, earlier on. And just like Robbie, I had a very brief stint here at Boyneside. It was about 2-3 months.
Yep.
Thereabouts. It was 1985, if I remember correctly.
We're not a bad lot, are we?
You're a great bunch. And you can slip me the fiver later for saying
right,
that.
Right, okay. And Ian Scott. Ian Scott.
Hello there.
Hello, Ian.
You got me, you have.
Yeah.
Right.
You've been with us on and off as such.
What was that?
You've been with us on and off. You've been with
I'm
us.
I'm back again.
Come and go, come and go. But you're here again today, I'll be here for the last few minutes.
That's
Thank
right.
you very much indeed, Ian. When did you join, roughly? Just after Derek, wasn't it?
That was right, after Derek. You went on holidays for 2 weeks and I done the afternoon drive time or something like that.
Yeah, afternoon music show.
Never been the same since, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, Ian, would you like to say goodbye to all the people?
Well, I'd just like to thank everybody for the opportunity.
And Derek.
Me here.
Yeah.
So... all I can say is thank you. It's short and sweet, but thanks.
I think we're nearly the last one on today, are we?
Mm-hmm.
Not many. I think all the rest of the stations have gone. Now, thank you very much, Ian Scott.
Okay.
And Derek Flood. Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you.
Take
now,
care.
Thank you. Is there anybody else out there? Mike Klusky? Is Mike Klusky around somewhere? Anybody who hasn't been on? Come on now. Now is that Mike?
No. Finish with the Nolans. Finish with them.
Good man, Mike.
I'll just say one thing.
Yes, go ahead, Mike. Yeah.
I got started in radio. I don't know how this happened. I was walking past Farley's bookmakers one day, and I don't know the front end of a horse from the back end. And I actually met Heady Eddie walking past the other way, and he stuck a pen and piece of paper in my hand.
Yeah.
He said, from now on, you're going to do the racing results. That's it. I'll get you back for that someday. I just like one more thing. There was a chap here... he was here for about 4 or 5 years, and he had a dream that he'd become a DJ, and he's not around any longer. He was killed in an accident, and his name was David Crosby.
So, yes, we give mention to him earlier on, in actual fact. But carry on, Mike, anyway.
I'd just like everyone in the room to stand up, raise their glasses, and remember old friends like Dara, Ken, Richard, David.
Gavin. Marty Donald, some of the guys have actually gone on to, you know, work on legal radio and all the rest. And we wish them all the best. We raised the glasses. Here we go.
Old friends.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mike Klusky. Now, is there anybody else out there? I can't absolutely see it. One thing I must mention all the office staff of Boyneside Radio, Margaret, Catherine, all the girls we had working here down through the years, and... Tara there, Fiona, all the rest of the gang there. I mentioned for all of them, we must not forget them, because Margaret takes the requests. Margaret up there recently for the last year or so has been taking the requests. So we give a little a round of applause. Yeah. She came all the way from Clotterhead to be with us today on this very last. Very last. Yes, she hasn't got a pen in her hand today. No. Anybody else now we have left? I hope we haven't left anybody out. Anybody want to go on and say anything, because we've just got 5 minutes left. One gentleman here would just like to say a few words. He's from the Order of Malta Workshop, and he'd just like to say a few brief words. He was an avid listener. Just sit down there.
Hello, this is Raymond Lee speaking from 49 Rhines Park, Dulick. I'd like to thank Boyneside Radio ever so much. They were ever so good to me during the year since the play request. I'd like to thank Michael, who does the top 43-6. Also Mark, who used to do it. And I also like to thank Evan on the Golden Oldie Show. Since I come to Drogheda every Saturday, I often hear Evan doing the Golden Oldie Show for Mondaltree. And also I'd like to thank Eddie for a screen scene every Saturday morning. Eddie, since doing a hard job working all day, from 10 until 3.
Oh.
To all the staff at Boyneside Radio.
Thank you. It's showing on me. Thank you very much.
I'd like to wish all the staff of Byneside Radio a very happy new year in 1989, which I miss you ever so much. It's very sad to hear you gone, and I miss all the staff of Byneside Radio.
Thank you.
Jerry, even Mike Leddy, a very happy new year in 89.
That's a man at it already. Give him a little round of applause there. Good stuff. Now, the time is 4 minutes to three. We were trying to get the boss on. Is he around there anywhere? No. We have a statement. Okay, well, we have a statement. It's a very, very emotional point here for the boss, because it's a man's dream, and it's his livelihood as such. It's just been taken away today. Unfortunately, that's the way the law is. But we have David Brown, who's going to read a statement on behalf of Mr. Ebon McDonald.
Special thanks are due today to the people who made the station possible, the staff who I can count as friends, the business community who supported the station, and especially the listeners. To my family and to my wife, Septa, who tolerated three radios on in the kitchen at one time, one tuned to Drogheda, the other to Navan, and the other to the north. Thank you, and goodbye.
I think a round of applause is due, yes? Can anybody tell me what's next, please? I think we'll play out with our record, Desiderata, because this has special meanings for us, it's for the boss himself. We were here with records all day, deciding what to play, what not to play. So the boss has requested our last record. It's Desiderata by Les Crane. And this has a special meaning for us here, because we have been playing that record since... we used to play it at Close Down in 1979, and I know other stations have played it, but we were definitely the first to play it, and nobody can deny that, as we leave you this afternoon, and we'll be back after the record to say our final goodbye.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child.
You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
You are a child of the universe. Don't let the trees in the sky. You have a right to be here. You are a child of the universe. Don't let the trees in the sky. You have a right to be here.
Well, it's just gone 3 o'clock, and that's it, folks. That's the end of Boyneside Radio as we know it. We're keeping our fingers crossed. We hope to be back with you again in the near future. But for now, it's goodbye. And one person we almost forgot to mention, but at the last minute, Mrs. Scanlon across the way. She was part of the station. A little round of applause for Mrs. Scanlon. She was part of the station. And I think the last few words, I think we should all dedicate to our boss, Mr. Ebon McDonald. We certainly look forward to him being the boss of the new stations, hopefully. A last round of applause for Mr. Ebon McDonald. Great man. He's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow. From Boyneside Radio, goodbye. Everybody,
goodbye.
Goodbye.